Shalom, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm coming to you from the 56th floor of the Cityplex building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the beautiful Oral Roberts University campus. And I'm joined by two lovely ladies whom I dearly love, Kylie Gatewood and Shannon Phillips. And they are part ladies. Would you like to say hi?
Hi. Hello. Hello, everyone. And you're Shelley Brim.
Oh, that's right. I'm so used to doing broadcasts with Mother that she introduces me every time.
She does.
I feel so youthful. She said, I'm here with my daughter.
My oldest daughter. She really puts that out there for everyone to hear.
She does. I'm ready for the wisest. But anyway, Mother will always be a mother, and it's wonderful. And so glad to be here with you ladies. Something's burning in my heart.
Oh, good.
You know, we're in exciting days. You cannot wake up in the morning and read your Bible seated with Christ in heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and rule and reign. But at the same time, the Lord is causing us to be watchful over the saints in the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6. And there's a watchfulness over the saints in the Spirit, over our politicians, our senators, our state representatives, and kings of the earth, prime ministers. And I'm telling you, girls, something that you've heard many times from Mimi Brim, Billy Brim, Jesus is coming soon. And the players of prophecy, the nations of prophecy, are on the stage right now. Iran, Russia, Turkey. You read about Ezekiel 38 and 39. They're here. We're right here. But what's burning on my heart, girls, is 100 verses that made America great.
I'm excited about this.
It's very exciting. And I think it's timely, too, because we're coming up on a very pivotal election. And so what a time to share this with the body so that it's just like adding fuel to the fire.
Yes.
You know, and why we need righteous leaders in the land.
Exactly. And knowing the truth is setting us and making us free. And history is trying to be rewritten in our college textbooks, even our high school and junior high are rewriting the script. And so we're going to go to the truth that has been uncovered by a man that I've grown to appreciate. His name is Robert Morgan. He's a writer and speaker, and it's from his book that I read today, 100 Verses That Made America Great.
Does Billy Brim Ministries carry this
yes,
book?
Yes, we carry this book.
Okay, excellent.
September 30th, 1777, it's entitled A Speech to Bewildered Men. I'll repeat a speech to bewildered men. Now, the scripture is found in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And Robert says the following: a blanket of discouragement fell across America in September 1777. Following the retreat of General George Washington's army from New York and his defeat at Brandywine, where 200 American troops were killed, 500 were wounded, and 400 were captured. No wonder there was a blanket of discouragement. The British invaded Philadelphia. Now, remember, Philadelphia was the original meeting place, gathering place, of the first Continental Congress of our nation.
Right.
So here the British come, and our sweet fledgling Continental Congress had to flee the city. Washington headed toward Valley Forge, and what remained of his ammunition was, are you ready for this? Soaked. All of his ammunition was soaked. It had rained a lot.
Soaked.
They were soaked.
Soaked. It was soaked. Yes.
No longer. So no one. I mean, you're having to leave your office. Wow. You've been defeated. You have 400 captives. you talk about what happened in Gaza and what they captured 200 some odd.
Right.
But you almost double that for our little nation then. So no wonder there was this blanket of discouragement.
Right.
Now what, also, that's not all. And what remained of George Washington's army was destitute. I read in one source that they had severe cases of dysentery. Mm-hmm. So most observers considered the war as good as over. And you can understand why.
Soaked ammunition and sickly soldiers.
Yes, soldiers.
It's a bad combo.
You know, you were reading Proverbs 18:10.
Yes.
May I read that out of the Passion?
Please.
It says something very interesting.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
It says, the character of God is a tower of strength. And that word there has a little thing, you know, you can press there. It gives you more information. And it says, the Hebrew word migdal.
Yes.
Translated as tower of strength.
Exactly.
And it goes on to say, the character of God is a tower of strength, for the lovers of God delight to run into his heart and be exalted on high. But I thought that was interesting here. We're talking about America, and then we have Migdal.
Yes, meaning Israel. Tower in Israel.
Tower, yes. Wow.
So think about the power that's in that verse.
Right.
At this appointed moment in our history. And so, thank you. That is so wonderful. And so, going back to what Robert Morgan said, he goes, he was quoting John Adams. And here's John Adams. He's a Christian, but even John Adams said, quote, the prospect is chilling on every side, gloomy, dark, and dispiriting, like a spirit, you know, you just lack courage, dispiriting, unquote. It was the darkest period of the Revolutionary War. But one man, hallelujah, thank God for one man.
Mm-hmm.
He was undaunted. His name? Samuel Adams. He was John Adams' second cousin. Now, Samuel, imagine this. Most historians say that he was 55 years old, and Samuel was called the moral conscience of the American Revolution. And Samuel was also, quote, the greatest single personal force in bringing on and maintaining the struggle for independence, unquote. Jefferson referred to him as the patriarch of liberty, Samuel Adams. Adams was the brains behind the Sons of Liberty. He was an open rambler, ruster against British taxation. He was a member of the First Continental Congress, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and later the governor of Massachusetts. Throughout the war, the British had a price on Samuel Adams' head. And yes, he was just one step away from being hung from the scaffold. Samuel's zeal came from his faith. Adams was a devoted follower of Christ who anchored his soul in God's word. While on the run from the British, he wrote his wife, Betsy, saying, I pray to God to protect you in these perilous times from every kind of evil. The name of the Lord, says the scripture, is a strong tower. Thither the righteous flee and therefore are safe. Let us secure God's favor, and he will lead us through the journey of this life and at length receive us to a better life. Samuel Adams truly believed in Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, a place of security and watchfulness, a place of refuge. Everything else may go wrong, but God's name never loses its power or its protective care over his people. Though all else may crumble, the Lord himself remains a beacon of personal safety and perpetual strength. So armed with this conviction, Adams began and became the man whose face never betrayed defeat. I want to repeat that again. Adams became the man whose face never betrayed defeat. His countenance encouraged others. As the Continental Congress fled Philadelphia and tried to reconvene in New York in September 1777, Only about 20 members showed up, all of them bewildered. Can you imagine? As they spoke, their faces betrayed gloom and their words were grave and desolate. Sam Adams spoke last, and his words may be the greatest pep talk of all time. Are you ready? Can you just imagine?
No trouble on the face.
No trouble on the face. That could be the subtitle of this lesson. All right. Gentlemen, Samuel Adams, quote, gentlemen, your spirits appear oppressed with the weight of the public calamities. Your sadness of countenance reveals your disquietude. A patriot may grieve at the distress of his country, but he will never despair. If we wear long faces will become fashionable. The eyes of the people are upon us. The tone of their feelings is regulated by ours. If we despond, public confidence is destroyed. The people will no longer yield their support to a hopeless contest, and American liberty is no more. But we are not driven to such narrow straits. We have appealed to heaven for the justice of our cause, and in heaven we have placed our trust. Numerous have been the manifestations of God's providence in sustaining us. In the gloomy period of adversity, we have had our cloud by day and our pillar of fire at night. And we have been reduced to distress and arm of omnipotence. God Almighty has raised us up. So let us still rely in humble confidence upon the Lord who is able to save. Good tidings will soon arrive, and we shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection. You see, Samuel Adams positioned himself in Christ and trusted God for strength and safety. And he kept this attitude even in darkest times. And that's what you and I are to do. We have our position. Our only place of safety is at the right hand of Christ. And even in these times that seem dark, we do not lose the countenance of victory. Our faces are a reflection of who we are in Christ and who he is in us today. Be blessed. We love you and shalom.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Are you interested in America's rich religious history? Then you don't want to miss Robert Morgan's book entitled 100 Verses That Made America. This book explores how biblical principles have influenced our nation's founding and growth, showcasing 100 of the most significant verses that have shaped our nation. And now, you can get your very own copy for just $20 plus shipping at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M, billybrim.org. Or, if you prefer, call 1-800-972-3447. So don't miss this opportunity to deepen your understanding of America's spiritual heritage. Order today 100 Bible verses that made America.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.